The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Let's talk about the GAA, the Allianz Football League, kicking off this weekend. Monaghan hosting Kerry tomorrow at 2 o'clock, getting a lot of attention. We talked about it here on the show yesterday. Mark O'Shea, the former Kerry footballer, is on the line. Mark, should this game go ahead?
Hi, Kieran. I think it should, Kieran. I know, look, there's a lot of people that disagree. There's a lot of reasons for it to go ahead. There's a lot of reasons for it not to go ahead. I'm of the opinion that the game should go ahead, but we should possibly be looking at a different venue, a neutral venue. Monaghan is a hotspot at the moment, of course. Donegal, all the border counties are hotspots at the moment. And look, we have seen a rise in the cases. But for me, look, we saw back in the start of, say, maybe when the club activity started, we saw the joy it was bringing, particularly to the older generation in rural areas and that. And even in my own county, there was the Kerry County Board had a fantastic system where you could watch the games online for €5.
Yeah, the same in Kilkenny, yeah.
Yeah, and it brought joy to the people to be able to watch the games at home. I know the GAA are doing this GAA Go thing at the moment, initiative, which is fantastic, which has been in other countries for the Irish diaspora, that they're being able to watch the games. Now it's in our own country. Well, they're bringing it in, the fact that we can't go to the games, so we can now watch our own games. Now, look, obviously, I can understand lives are at stake here. For me, the big thing is that players are being tested, that there is complete, transparency in that, and that players are making sure that they're healthy to play.
Would you, Mark, have any interest, though? And at the moment, it's not set for a neutral venue. It's set for Monaghan. And apparently the Kerry panel all have to travel up individually. Like, what? I know these lads they're in camp and they're determined and they want to play these games. I'm sure the overwhelming majority. But how much interest would you have as a player to drive 4 hours up to Monaghan and play a match behind closed doors? You have to take turns in the showers, the two different teams. You can't all go in at the same time, and then drive 4 hours home.
I'd have no problem with it, to be honest with you, because it's something that these players love doing. It's we grew up wanting to play Gaelic football. It's no different with hurling. You do it. Obviously, it's different times. It's extraordinary. You're taking. But look, players prepare for this. They have their food. I was listening to people talking during the week that they're going into petrol station, meeting different people. These players are going to be prepared. They're going to have ready meals on the road. They're going to have their flasks. They're going to be minimal contact with anybody en route to the games. They're going to be stopping, stretching on the side of the road, whatever it may be. They're going to be hydrating. So for me, it's obviously it's different, and it's not something that we've been used to. We've been used to getting on a bus or be it a train, travelling to games. But I think the big thing here, Kieran, is the contrast with the club and the county.
Yeah.
We've seen in the last few months, we've seen situations where there's been county finals. I'm not just talking at senior level, I'm talking at intermediate, junior level.
Yeah.
And you've seen teams who haven't won games in a final in maybe something like 10, 15, even 20 years. And the joy that has brought them. And you've seen, pitch invasions, people jumping on top of each other. No, that's not going to happen in inter-county, because, you're going to have National League games. There's going to be, the onus is going to be on the player, the amount of stewards that are at the games. There's only going to be 40 members from each panel. That's including backroom teams and physios, doctors, so on. So for me, it's going to be completely different.
Let me bring in David Brady, a former Mayo footballer, of course. David, look, I understand that you as well would like to see the games go ahead, but is the league the right competition to be playing? Would the GAA be not better off just going straight to Championship? That they made a plan back when cases were down in the single digits to resume the National League, but things have changed now. And if Kerry are going to play Monaghan tomorrow, well, let them play, but at least afterwards, let one of them be done.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it be great if Kerry were done and out of the Championship, and then Dublin, and just leave their own opportunity. But if you ask the managers, like, these guys really have only got together in the last 3 or 4 weeks from a club perspective. And again, yes, are they going to play games for the sake of us? Which, let me tell you, Kieran, and look, as you're Kilkenny man, I'm a Mayo man, Tomás, we breathe, our life is about GAA. But these players also focus on that. They just don't want, they're not going to go out just to do what they're going to do and give. I do feel it's our national sport, hurling and football. It's our culture. Now, there's a lot of people that's listening that don't have an interest in GAA, but the benefit from a socio kind of economic point of view, the feel-good factor that it brings is phenomenal to us.
Oh, yeah. But
the players themselves are focused. They want to do their very best. They're not going out to entertain. They're going out to compete. And I suppose these 2 weeks will give an opportunity to say, right, let's get things right. But the most important thing is that these players are facilitators with testing.
Yeah. See, isn't the difficulty, though, and Darren O'Sullivan is on the line, and Darren, I'm going to come to you in a moment, but David, the difficult testing, and Mark talked about it as well, is that the players would be expected to be back in work on Monday or Tuesday, and you just don't know until several days. It's why, you know, this idea with international travel that you still would have to quarantine for 10 or 14 days, that, you know, that's the only safe way to do it. Now, you can't ask lads to take 2 weeks off work every time they play an Allianz Football League match, but that's the only safe way to do it. You know, just saying, I will test them, like, it's not that simple.
Well, like, if you look at the Irish rugby teams, they're going into camp now and they won't see their families. Some of them, from last week until the week before Christmas. The GAA players will be going back to work. And as you say, Karen, some of them will be going back into schools as teachers. But at the end of the day, if they know that they have taken the precautions, as you said, their boys will hop in the car in Kerry and they'll drive to Monaghan and they will take every precaution in the world. That's all we can all do.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just hide in a box for the next 3 or 6 months. But we've got to mitigate, and I think there's an onus on the GAA, on Croke Park, on county boards to mitigate that. But the players, I can tell you, these are amateur players acting and playing professionally. I can assure you they'll take the precautions that are necessary to mitigate the spread of the virus.
Darren O'Sullivan, former Kerry captain, do you think the game should go ahead?
No, look, I suppose, look, we all want to watch it. Look, we're all football, we're all sports fans. We all want to watch it. I genuinely don't. I think you have amateur players being held to the same responsibilities as professional players. And I think the professional bodies have shown over the last couple of weeks that they can keep their players safe. Just before he rang there, I looked at a picture of Ronaldo online and he's isolating next to a pool. It's a lot different isolating when you're a professional footballer or professional soccer player, sorry. But no, I just think there's too many factors. Look, I know what David's saying. Like, though, it would give everyone a lift. Geez, I'm looking forward to watching the games myself this weekend. But when I put myself in someone else's shoes, if one of these county boys was a colleague of mine at work and I'm sitting at home and I'm not going to see family, I'm not going out for dinner and stuff, and one of these lads is driving, he has 5 odd hours up to Monaghan playing a match, driving down tired, fatigued after a match, having to stop wherever he has to stop or she has to stop. Am I comfortable working with them on the Monday or the Tuesday? I don't think I would. I don't think it's fair on a lot of people being told they can't see family and friends, they can't go for dinner, they can't get a coffee, and you're allowing players. And it's not that long ago I was a player. Would I want to play it? I probably would. Probably mad for Owen. Do you know, there's not much else out there. But I just think it's a bigger issue than just are the players comfortable playing. A lot of them do want to play. So why wouldn't they want to play? It's everything else that goes with it.
David, let me go back to you on that. Like, what about the suggestion from Darren that I suppose we can't just think about the players' family, the squad, the fans of the GAA, which we all are. We have to think about the person who sits beside him in work.
We do, and I look at I agree. We all should agree with everyone's points, but the one thing I wouldn't like to do is kind of stigmatise GAA players. Now that they have, it's like someone going to work in the for the HSE or in a hospital. They have to go out and they have to integrate with other people, but keep a protocol and keep all the measures that's needed. And look,
you can keep all the measures that's needed, and you can keep spread yourself out over 2 dressing rooms and only have the playing panel there in the day, and wear masks when you're inside. But then when you're out in the pitch, you know, like it's a full contact sport. And if someone's going in there with COVID, it's going to be very hard, even taking all the protocols. We've seen that with other teams, that they happen in clusters in teams, despite all the protocols. It's just the nature of the virus, and there's nothing we can do about that.
And there's nothing we can do about it. But all you can do is try your level best. Or else that, we just press pause now. Like, what are you doing on the radio right now? You're providing a service or a public service. We have to continue in some way, shape or form. And I would never, ever suggest that we're using GAA players as gladiators and sending them into the Coliseum. It has to be. They're not there to entertain. They're there to be protected, first and foremost.
We're actually almost at the time. Darren, did you want to come back in there?
From my point of view there, I totally understand that, you know, that players, they could be at risk with COVID, and that this is why the testing has to be bumped up. This is why, you know, I think also I mentioned there about neutral venues, in particularly in terms of National League.
Yeah.
That has to happen, I think. Especially, you can't have a situation where Donegal are coming all the way down to Tralee.
Yeah.
Let's be practical here. Let's meet halfway. Secondly, I'd say this. I think the GAA have to come out and not be as rigid with dates as they are being.
Yeah.
The All-Ireland Hurling and Football is set for before Christmas. If it has to be after Christmas, so be it. If players test positive and need to take time out, so be it. Let's do it. But I agree with David. You know, those players, they're providing a service, and it's a fantastic thing to be able to be an ambassador for your county and to be able to bring joy to homes around the country,
Mark,
at this time.
I tell you, we have a text in here from someone who has a suggestion. They agree with you. Play all the football games in Nolan Park, my own Nolan Park. You'd have no danger of a crowd turning up then and rushing onto the pitch. Listen, thank you for that text. And thank you, Mark, David and Darren O'Sullivan, David Brady and Mark O'Shea.